Ladies and gentlemen, right now, let's bring him in. Pat, tell me the Tuesday weather, Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, well, it's certainly not great, but you may be able to make it. You may be able to make it. Let's see what happens. Right now, it looks like precipitation will be in the morning only and begin to clear in the afternoon.
If it's in the morning only, we're not going.
No.
Well, we'll see when we get to that point. We'll see what happens. But I just want you to know.
Yeah.
This morning is another one of my favorite morning here, Pat, because
33
in rain, and not so lightly, Pat. Not so light. We had steady drops coming down.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's still light. I mean, very simply, some rain today, mostly cloudy. The high should get to about 45. Tonight, there's a chance of rain and or wet snow toward morning, and we should be in the low 30s. I don't think we're going to be at freezing. I think we'll be above that. And then for tomorrow, some periods of rain and or wet snow for us, 35 to 40. If you get any kind of an accumulation tomorrow, it's just going to be, sort of a dusting and covering before it eases off. Down in the city, it's just some light rain tomorrow morning and then a little bit of clearing in the afternoon. Your Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, partly cloudy and breezy, 40. Your Thanksgiving day, mid-20s for the high sun, few clouds, brisk. It is going to be cold. Coldest Thanksgiving we've seen in about two decades. We will be dropping into the single numbers and teens Thanksgiving night. And your Black Friday will be cold Friday with sunshine and the highs maybe around freezing. How do you like those turkeys?
Well, I'm picking up my fresh, we'll call them killed, processed turkey on Wednesday. my turkey gets processed on Tuesday. And it's a heritage bred turkey. And I'm going to pick that up Wednesday and cook it right away Wednesday night. So it's fresh. I've been doing that now for the past 5 years from one of our underwriters, Tricon Farms. And there's nothing like a heritage bred turkey. They are more expensive than regular turkeys.
Right.
And there's not as much white meat because they don't pump them full of all that stuff that makes it, do that. But the flavor is just so much better. It really is pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. But anyways, so now you don't think we'll get, the worst words that a weatherman can say is, not much. You don't think we get any accumulation with the snow tomorrow?
I think you could get a little bit. But my thinking right now is it's going to be under an inch.
All right, I hope you're right.
So do I. up across southern Vermont and southern New Hampshire and maybe northern Massachusetts, I think they could wind up with 2 to 4. But down here, because we have a little rain that can mix in, even if it snows for a few hours, that'll cut down the accumulation because of the wetness. So that's the problem. If it was just all snow, we'd get more than an inch. But since there's going to be some rain mixed in, at least at the start, I'm keeping it low. Which is good for you because, you said you're not going anyhow.
Well, if it's crummy, we probably won't go. It all depends, really.
Yeah, I sat down, Friday night to watch TV after the hectic day that I had Thursday. And, of course, recapping the whole storm on Friday. I'm watching the news, the local news, New York, and all of the stuff that's going on. This was terrible. This was the war. Took people 4 hours here, 6 hours here, blah, 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 blah. The mayor comes on. He goes, because the weather forecasts were not updated until the afternoon. Well, okay. I said, you know what? Let me just go look at this stuff. So I went back and I pulled up the forecast that I issued Thursday morning. Marshall, I have it right here, so it's in black and white. It said the snow, this is for New York City, folks. Snow is going to start between 12 and 2. It did. I said 2 to locally 4 inches. So I was below what happened. But I still said 2 to locally 4 inches. And I said the first 2 inches of snow would be on the ground between 3 and 4 p.m. It was. And the reason I say the first 2 inches is because the New York City sanitation does not plow until 2 inches is swollen. So my point is, if you're ready for 2 inches, you're ready for four, you're ready for six, you're ready for eight.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, how are these plows supposed to get around during rush hour when everybody's just standing still on the roads because they can't move, because there's accidents all over the place? Mm. What do you expect them to do? You know, because they're pointing fingers at how come the roads were. What could you possibly do if 2 inches fell at 4 o'clock and you started on the road at three? You know, then they can't plow until there's 2 inches on the road. You know, you have a problem here. and you know, and I heard him say, you know, well, had we known about this, we could have urged people to leave their cars home. Well, I don't know about you, Marshall, but if you were going to the city on Thursday and you heard my forecast, you would have said to me, just like you're saying now, said to me, I'm not going to the city.
I know Mark Williams, who's a co-owner of Rural Intelligence. He has a home up in the Berkshires in New York City. Mm-hmm. They decided to travel in on that day. Now, they got down the Deconic Parkway to just about where it joins in with the sawmill.
Okay.
In about 2 hours. Wasn't that bad. About 20 minutes longer. To get from there into their place in the city, guess how long it took?
Six.
Yeah, about 6 hours, yeah.
That's what most people tell me.
So that's
ridiculous?
That's why if the weather's going to be bad, and even if the weather forecast itself isn't bad, but you never know. You never know exactly what's going to happen. We're not going to go through that. I'm not going to go in and chance getting caught and then, you know, yelling. I saw the videos of what happened on the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah, did you see that?
People out of their cars taking videos. I said, I'd be damned if I began on the George Washington Bridge when it's windy and snowy and then get out of my car on top of it all.
Right. And I met one of the ladies that's in our church. And I said, Kathy, how did you make out? She said, I was on the Palisades Parkway patch. She said, it took me an hour and a half to get from exit 5N to exit 5S.
That's unbelievable.
And I looked, I said, what? She said, we were not moving. And I said, you know, what it really comes down to, you could point a finger at forecasters. You could point a finger at plows. You could point a finger any way you want. Too many cars for this area. Not enough roadways and too many cars.
That's exactly right. And not enough mass transportation to get people where they need to go. That otherwise, there wouldn't be. So, yep, you're absolutely right.
Yep.
Absolutely right. But that's why we're probably not going to go in tomorrow, because we don't want to take the chance that maybe a slushy inch turns into 2 inches, because 2 inches down there is crisis time.
2 inches down there is like 10 inches up here.
It's crisis time. And so, so that's why we'll probably.
You're probably better off. And then it's a Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving week. I'm sure it's going to be busy.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right. So we solved Marshall's problem.
Well, for the time being.
All right.
Pat,
yes,
we'll follow your weather closely today and hope to have a update tomorrow morning.
Well, thank you. And you will. I'll be here. So you have a good one.
All right, you too. And is your turkey all purchased?
No. Okay. I think either today or tomorrow.
All right. Go out and get that turkey.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.